Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're going to be talking about some comments that were made by senators to the Federal Trade Commission in regards to Tesla's autopilot. Of course, earlier this week we heard about the NHTSA situation. We'll talk about analyst reaction to that as well. We won't spend a ton of time on that, but I always think it's helpful just to see what sort of information is being communicated out to institutional investors. Then we've got a pretty interesting survey from J.D. Power on electric vehicle public charging stations, and maybe another teaser for AI Day. Speaking of AI Day, Elon Musk did confirm yesterday on Twitter that Tesla will be live streaming this, as we have previously talked about. The event is scheduled to start in Palo Alto at 5 p.m. Pacific time. We don't know exactly when the live stream will happen. My guess is around that time, but it could be later if Tesla left time on the invite for people to kind of get situated and things like that. I'll be doing my normal live stream as well, so we'll have the chat running and I'll just be taking notes on screen so as not to interrupt anything, and then I'll share my reactions afterwards. I may not push any of that to the audio feed, so if you are an audio listener, just make sure to check that out on YouTube. All right, so pretty nice day for Tesla stock today, shaking off some of the red from earlier this week, finishing up 3.5% to $688.99. Comparatively, the NASDAQ was down 0.9%. Most of that drop happening in the last hour, 2 hours of trading after the Fed minutes came out. So the minutes from the Federal Reserve's meeting today, indicating that they are considering tapering off their monthly asset purchases sometime in the near term, but obviously, those things can and often do change. So the market reacting a bit to that towards the end of trading, and Tesla got pulled down a bit as well. So pretty strong day for automakers just across the board today. So we had checked in on this yesterday, but we'll check in again today, probably for the last time this week. But week-to-date performance so far, Tesla's down about 4%, a little bit less than 4% so far, and actually now doing about 0.5% to a full percentage point better than GM, Ford, Stellantis, Volkswagen, and NIO. So despite all the coverage of the NHTSA investigation, if you had just slept through the first few days of the week, which is actually not a bad strategy for an investor, and you just looked at automaker performances week to date, you'd have no idea that there was an investigation on Tesla, and you'd probably say, oh, Tesla's having a pretty good week relative to others. So markets down today, Tesla up, and that was despite reports that two US senators are currently urging the Federal Trade Commission to open a probe into whether or not Tesla used deceptive marketing practices involving driver assistance features, which Tesla, of course, calls autopilot and full self-driving. That is per the Wall Street Journal. They write, quote, in a letter to the head of the FTC, Lina Khan, dated Wednesday, Senators Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut and Ed Markey of Massachusetts said they have serious concerns about how Tesla advertises its advanced driver assistance features, which don't enable vehicles to operate autonomously. They took aim at Chief Executive Elon Musk for some of his comments, end quote. Now, if you're sitting there thinking, doesn't this sound a little bit familiar? Well, yes, we have heard this many times before from Senator Markey last year, announced his recommended safety fixes for Tesla Autopilot, including a name change. We talked about it at the time, but even that was not the first time Senator Markey had complained about Autopilot. He made these calls all the way back to at least 2019, actually advocating that Tesla disable Autopilot until they could come up with a better way to prevent misuse. And obviously, his opinion on that has stayed consistent, despite the fact that Tesla back then did respond to him with a 5-page letter explaining what the system is, how it's used, what exactly is communicated to customers, and the safety statistics that they have behind Autopilot. Anyway, it kind of seems like whenever there is a media spotlight on Autopilot, Senator Markey takes that opportunity to jump in and say what he's been saying for years. So the complaint is nothing new. What may actually be new in this case, though, is who the complaint is directed towards, the FTC in this case, which, as far as I can tell, is not an action that has formally been taken by Senator Markey in these previous instances. That also doesn't mean that this is the first time the FTC is going to be hearing about any of this. There have been consumer advocate groups that have complained directly to the FTC about this in the past, and obviously, at least thus far, we haven't seen anything come of that. I've shared my thoughts on this before. I think Autopilot is pretty much a perfect name for what Autopilot does. Full self-driving, on the other hand, probably not quite so much. I actually do think complaints against that are pretty well justified. Obviously, in a lot of the subtext and things like that, Tesla does explain what it is and what it is not, but clearly, so far, it has not been full self-driving. Now, Tesla, of course, wants to communicate what it's going to be, and hopefully at some point, the point becomes moot. But I do think if there were a case to be made against how Tesla is describing some things, full self-driving would be a reasonable case to make. Autopilot itself, well, that one's just silly. All right, next up here, we've got a few analysts chiming in on just the NHTSA investigation, so I thought I'd share these. They may be helping calm the waters, surprisingly enough, from the reaction earlier this week. First, we have Morgan Stanley, so no change on the price target there, still $900 per share, still an overweight rating. Some people, as I've mentioned those ratings in past episodes, have asked what that means. That just means that they are recommending it takes up a larger than normal size of your portfolio, so overweight, versus whatever percentage of the benchmark portfolio you're judging against might own it at. Anyway, Adam Jonas of Morgan Stanley shared their four thoughts on the NHTSA investigation. Number one here, they say it's an industry issue. Quote, we'd get used to a trend of higher scrutiny on ADAS/autonomy industry-wide, end quote. ADAS there meaning advanced driver assistance systems. I would agree with that. Obviously, Tesla is a little bit more out front on the trend, so they're going to get more attention from regulators, and the attention that they do get from regulators is going to be significantly amplified by the media. The second thought Morgan Stanley shares is that the financial impact is difficult to triangulate. Obviously, one of the potential outcomes of a NHTSA investigation could be a recall, but as we've noted, Tesla might be able to fix that recall with an over-the-air software update, and a lot of the things that I think NHTSA is looking for, Tesla is already working on doing anyway. Where the bigger potential impact could be if NHTSA decided to restrict autopilot in some way. Third thought, they say that the potential reputational risks exceed direct financial/liability risks. Basically, this is just highlighting a part of human nature where, okay, even if this system is safer, people are pretty unlikely to compare a vehicle at fault versus a person at fault accident on the same standard. Basically, Morgan Stanley saying, we just don't know how the differences there and how they're judged will shake out. Fourth point, this could drag out over a long time. So we talked about that 4 months on average, but could be longer for the preliminary evaluation. Then an engineering analysis could take a year or more. Could be shorter too. So basically just a huge question mark in terms of any sort of resolution. For me, not too important because I think Tesla is likely to have already resolved this stationary object issue by the time any sort of resolution from NHTSA comes. So those were Morgan Stanley's thoughts. Goldman Sachs did also weigh in, and I meant to mention this yesterday, but skipped over it in my notes. But they just shared a couple of bullets saying that they believe a probe could take some time and that an over-the-air software update could resolve the issue. And then lastly on this, we had Pierre Farragut of New Street Research chime in on this on CNBC today. He said the investigation by NHTSA makes complete sense. Again, Tesla is at the leading edge. It's only natural for regulators to be interested in what that leading edge is. I always love those sober takes from Pierre. We'll round back quickly here to Morgan Stanley. Jonas puts out a lot of these notes, but he did have a second note today talking about Tesla's CapEx and R&D spending. So just for completeness, I did want to touch on that as well. He's saying that they currently expect Tesla to deploy about $26 billion of CapEx and R&D spending in fiscal year 2027, noting that amount would surpass NASA's current budget, which isn't a direct comparison. But then he notes that that would be the same amount as Apple, the world's most valuable company, currently spends on CapEx and R&D. So that sounds pretty impressive, and it is impressive, but you have to consider that Tesla is in a more capital-intensive business, so of course they're going to spend more on CapEx. For example, Volkswagen, not the world's most valuable company, spends about $30 billion per year in CapEx and R&D. So a fair amount more than Apple and more than this projection for Tesla. All right, next here we'll take a quick look at a newly published study by J.D. Power on electric vehicle charging stations. They broke these down into a couple of different types. So level 2 charging stations, which would be a little bit slower than a supercharger. So Tesla destination chargers would fall into that. And then DC fast chargers, which is what a supercharger would fall into. So Tesla destination chargers scored at the top for level 2. Tesla superchargers scored at the top for DC fast chargers, which is very unsurprising. Superchargers beat out ChargePoint in second place by a fair amount, so it was a 1,000-point scale. Unfortunately, don't know the question, so hard for us to judge exactly here, but superchargers beat out ChargePoint by about 75 points. And then though they were at the top, destination chargers did score a bit lower than superchargers, probably not surprising given the slower rate of charge. And it was a narrower margin of victory over second place, just 15 points ahead of second place Volta. Beyond that, I'm not sure it's worth spending a whole lot of time on. I think there are probably many Tesla owners that don't have much experience with these other charging systems, and obviously many other EV owners, unless they also have a Tesla, wouldn't have much experience with a Tesla charger. But if nothing else, this establishes sort of an interesting benchmark to watch how it changes if and when Tesla does end up opening the supercharger network up. Then that would generally give responders a little bit more context for their ratings. Moving on then, the last item for today is kind of similar to how we ended yesterday. Remember with Elon replying to that MKBHD tweet about Boston Dynamics robots? Well, today we have a Grimes TikTok video of her playing around with a Boston Dynamics robot dog. Interestingly, on the side of the robot, there is a little Tesla sticker. So just like I said yesterday, probably meaningless, but interesting timing given AI Day tomorrow. Now, before we speculate too much about Boston Dynamics, I don't think Boston Dynamics would be directly involved in any of this. They're actually owned by Hyundai Group recently, They have an 80% stake there, so I don't think there's any sort of Tesla-Boston Dynamics acquisition. Maybe they'd work together, but if there were any relevance to these couple of things that we've seen, it could just be general robotics as well. Regardless, this is going to be a super interesting day. It's going to be an inflection point for Tesla, hopefully for even more than Tesla, just like how we'll look back on Autonomy Day and just like how we'll look back on Battery Day. And no matter what happens with the stock, I couldn't care less. I can't wait to see what we learn about Tesla's future trajectory. So with that, we will wrap it up for today. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Thursday, August 19th, better known as AI Day, episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.